Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Ann Cochran, the Health Navigator and Public Information Officer for the Dallas County Health Department. First of all, Ann, thank you so much for joining me again this week.
Thank you.
So there's still a lot of topics involving COVID-19 that still need to be discussed, but let's start with the latest on how the health department in Dallas County is dealing with the pandemic as it currently is.
We're really still encouraging people to be very aware of the fact that COVID-19 is still an extremely contagious disease. And the fact that so many Iowans who had or have COVID-19 experience no symptoms whatsoever makes it even a little bit more sneaky or hard to detect. Some people will not realize they're sick, and so they go about their lives, they go out in public, they don't take a lot of precautions, and unknowingly, they are passing that disease along to others. So it's important for us to realize, even if you don't personally feel sick, it could be that you're a carrier, that you might be spreading the COVID disease to someone who could get really sick from it.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so people are refreshed on this, what are some of the common symptoms and signs that people can display that would be good indicators that they do have COVID-19?
One is a fever, and we tell people to actually take your temperature. If your fever is above 100.4 degrees, that would be an indicator. Another indicator is upper respiratory symptoms such as coughing, a lot of sneezing, runny nose, those types of things. A couple of oddball symptoms that many individuals report is a very sudden loss of the sense of taste or the sense of smell. And those things you may not associate with a virus, but that's what a lot of people are reporting. So any of those kind of symptoms are something that you should report by phone to your doctor's office. Just call them and let them know what you're experiencing, and they'll ask you about the onset. So you want to kind of take note of when did it start. And you can go from there. Testing is now available for everybody. They've opened up the Test Iowa to be available to anyone, not just people with symptoms. So if you're just curious, if you're carrying the COVID, go ahead and go on Test Iowa, and you can find out where you can go to be tested.
For sure. Now, you mentioned that loss of taste. That seems like one thing that might separate, say, COVID-19 from influenza or even seasonal allergies. Is that sort of what you've found? Is that sort of one of the differentiating factors?
Well, that is an unusual one, isn't it? And most people who have hay fever, or if you have another kind of flu, you might have a decrease in sense of smell or taste if your nasal passages are stopped up or that sort of thing. Or sometimes when you have a bad cold, you just can't taste very well. But this is a real sudden onset, and it goes beyond just the fact that, you know, your nose isn't working so well.
All right. Now, we've just wrapped up Memorial Day weekend here, and it's not certain that everyone was exercising proper social distancing. So what recommendations would you give to people in the wake of this current holiday?
Well, I think that, once again, we just need to really think about dialing down the risk of exposure. Personal responsibility is what's going to carry us through here in the Dallas County area. People need to realize everyone's behavior does make a difference. And if you can prevent the spread of the virus, I'm not saying that you shouldn't participate in any certain activities, but please be aware of the fact that your own behavior can impact a lot of other people.
For sure. Now, getting back to the symptoms really quick, what would you say is the symptoms that would most warrant you needing to go to the hospital right away?
Well, certainly if you're coughing a lot or if you begin to feel short of breath, that's an important thing to pay attention to. Shortness of breath is serious. And so no matter how sick you feel or how long you've felt sick, please call immediately for help if you're short of breath. That's not normal.
All right. Just a few more questions I have here for you. It is still May, and that means that it is still Mental Health Awareness Month. We talked about it last week, but I feel like it bears repeating about how people can maintain good mental health in spite of this ongoing pandemic.
Thanks for asking about that. That's a real important thing to keep in mind, not just for yourself, but for other people. We should be on the alert for those who may be feeling a lot of stress right now because of finances, maybe because they're at home and it's just kind of weighing on them. They're feeling lonely, they're feeling bored. It's important to reach out to one another. If you're the one who's feeling depressed, sometimes a symptom of depression is just that inability to even pick up the phone. So it's important for us to check in with one another. Reach out to that person you haven't talked to in quite a while. Maybe it's a coworker and you don't normally call them at home, but if you haven't seen them in weeks, go ahead and text or just, you know, pick up the phone to say hello.
Absolutely. One last question I have here for you today involves personal protective equipment or PPE. You're still accepting donations for various types of PPE that can be used in both your own office and the local hospitals, correct?
Well, here at the health department, we are not utilizing a lot of that sort of thing. We're covered for what we're doing, but I would encourage people to please donate anything that they have that is new and usable and good quality to the Dallas County Hospital in Perry. They would accept the donations, and if they get to have, you know, more than they can use, they will be able to pass it on to other clinics in the area and or the Dallas County EMS.
All right. Well, Ann Cochran with Dallas County Health Department, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Well, one thing that people need to remember in order to protect themselves is go ahead and wear a mask if you go out in public and you can't stay apart. And what we all need to remind ourselves is to stop touching our eyes and our nose and our mouth. Just keep your hands away from your face, and that will protect yourself.
All right. Good advice there. Well, thank you so much for joining me this weekend. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you very much.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ann Cochran. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.